Tucked into a small lot on Smith Avenue in St. Paul, just south of West 7th Street, stands a small limestone building right up flush with the sidewalk. A few years ago, this building was in pretty rough shape.
At the time, it was a level 2 vacant house with several nuisance and abatement orders outstanding. It was a wreck.
Today, it is being restored, thanks to the efforts of an Uppertown resident.
My name is Tom Schroeder. I'm the owner of the Stone Saloon.
I wondered what prompted Tom to buy this wreck.
There was something odd about it, and that had to do largely with the lack of symmetry in the front facade.
Tom recognized that it was a pre-Civil War house. That asymmetrical facade fascinated him. Once the building became available, Tom was excited to have the opportunity to buy it and restore it. That was the start of a research odyssey, but at the time...
we had no idea.
Once he started researching this building, Tom discovered that there were no simple answers.
It's had 4 different addresses over its history, beginning with no address whatsoever.
The address system wasn't introduced in St. Paul until 1864, but today the address is...
445 Smith. Smith used to be known as Forbes, not to be confused with the other Forbes, which now runs where an earlier Smith ran, a different Smith.
So Smith used to be Forbes, and Forbes used to be Smith, but not referring to the same Smith the first Smith was named after.
Have we confused you?
Teasing out the history of the building itself was no easy task. Where do you start?
We ended up looking at property records,
old city directories,
census records,
state archives,
old dissertations,
earlier articles,
court records,
temperance,
a licensure record.
Wow, all that from one little limestone building in disrepair. The results? This house was probably built by a German stonemason named Jacob Amos in the fall of 1857, and it was originally used as a lager beer saloon, with the owners, the Waldemans, also German immigrants, living upstairs. But what else was around here in 1857?
The platted city essentially ended at what's now the corner of Grand and West 7th.
Okay, so the Stone Saloon was at the edge of town.
At the time the Stone Saloon was built, there were less than a dozen. We would call them houses, but shanties would probably be a more accurate term. No graded roads. But oddly, there is the Waldeman Saloon. The Henry Schirn Oyster Bar was on the corner of Leech. And the William Schimmel Saloon was on Wilkin, just a block over from the Cave Saloon on the site of the current school district administration building. So you had this cluster of saloons.
And who were all these saloons serving?
They appear to have served largely the steamboatmen and the river traffic.
Unfortunately for research purposes, lager beer saloons did not have to be licensed for a period during the Civil War, because lager beer was seen as preferable to distilled spirits. And by the time lager beer saloons had to get licensed again in 1864, Waldeman was on to a different trade, possibly because of the changes to West 7th Street.
Well, that's another rabbit hole. The first bill authorizing the layout of West 7th is enacted by the Minnesota legislature in 1857.
Now, the road just needed to run straight across the broad, flat plateau southwest to the Fort Snelling Landing on the Mississippi River.
Fort Road became a matter of controversy because the street commission that was appointed seems to have taken a kind of meandering route that strategically brought it right past a very wealthy land speculator's home and most of the land that he was speculating in.
So, not a straight line then.
So the newspapers got a hold of it, and there were a number of articles written about the scandal. A court challenge was brought, and the judge threw out the original plat.
In 1858, the legislature appointed a new street commission, and they laid out a straight route to the river. No shenanigans this time, right?
One of the members was William Davern. Not coincidentally, the new route went right along the edge of Davern's 80-acre farm, and his house was built the same year that the road was completed.
Ah, at the very least, the appearance of some funny business. So starting with a rather dilapidated and unprepossessing house, Tom Schroeder explored the rabbit holes of local history. This one simple structure tells stories of immigration, drinking patterns, taxation, temperance, city planning, and political shenanigans in early St. Paul. Tom's dream is to open it eventually as the Stone Saloon it once was. How many rabbit holes of history could your house lead you down? This is Bobby Scott for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.